Kids are going back to school this week. Can the lice be far behind? Good morning, Paul Lindman. The Morning Update Thursday. Let's talk to an expert. You know about Nancy Gordon. She's with the Pacific Northwest Company, Lice Knowing You. And we talk with Nancy every year about this problem. Having you on the line this morning, Nancy, has my head itchy, and I don't know why.
We have that effect on people, Paul.
Why does this seem to pop up every single year? I mean, kids in school and lice, it's inevitable, is it not?
Well, whenever you have a group of kids, you know, together all the time and, you know, one person has it, they tend to spread it to other people in that, you know, community. So that's why you're seeing more and more of it.
More than 12 million children in the United States are affected with head lice every year, Nancy tells us. Head-to-head contact, is that what I recall as being the most common way this stuff is passed around?
Yep, head-to-head contact is the most common way that it's passed. You know, kids in, you know, these large group settings, they're just constantly in each other's spaces, and that's how it's passed from person to person. That's the most common way.
Putting somebody else's coat on with a hood, putting somebody else's hat on, is that also in play?
You know, it can happen. It's not the most common way. The most common way, again, is head-to-head contact. But, you know, those types of things, anytime you're sharing items, you know, we really encourage kids to use their own stuff, not to let others borrow their stuff, just because it can be passed that way, even though the most common way is the head-to-head contact.
What are schools doing to prevent it, and what can parents do? Court Weber, our producer in the Morning Update, who you know, tells me his daughter's school requires kids to put their coats in their own backpacks so that the coats aren't out and exposed and all of that. What kinds of things can people do to prevent it?
Well, so the things that, you know, parents can do, because, you know, truth is that it really depends what district you're in or what school you're in terms of what they do. Some schools don't do anything. Some schools have what I call, you know, a don't ask, don't tell type of policy. They let your kids come to school. If they have head lice, it's just not a big deal to them. Other schools, we see this more commonly in private schools, definitely have more stringent policies. They check, make sure the kids don't have them before they come into school so that it doesn't get passed around. So everywhere is different. But things that parents can do, again, encourage your kids not to share their stuff. You know, coats, you know, hats, things like that. Kids bring brushes and combs to school. You know, don't let your friends use them, even though, you know, sometimes kids aren't thinking. But if you can really, you know, make kids, you know, help them to remember that, you know, not to share their stuff. That's a good thing. Also, you know, girls with longer hair, keeping hair in braids and ponytails really help. You know, using prevention products help. You know, prevention products help coat the hair, you know, essentially making it dirty as opposed to clean. And, you know, they can help prevent things. So, you know, these are things that parents can do. And also, we really encourage families to do once-a-week lice checks. You know, we say once-a-week sneak a peek at Lice Knowing You. It's, you know, while I can't totally prevent it, it is helpful in keeping, you know, a lice infestation from getting out of control. So if you're checking your kids once a week, it couldn't get that bad. You can handle it pretty easily, and you won't pass it from kid to kid. So you know, those are some things we encourage kids.
Good suggestions. This crosses all socioeconomic lines, I assume, but it's embarrassing to discuss, isn't it? Because you immediately feel as if the hygiene isn't right, your home isn't clean enough, all of that stuff.
Well, really, you know, as you know, we've talked a few times, but as you know, lice knows no bounds. So, you know, September is Lice Awareness Month, and it's really a chance for people to talk about head lice, you know, to try and get rid of the stigma that's attached to it. Lice is becoming as common as the common cold. So if we can help families talk about it, be open about it, it really won't get passed around as much as it does, because families will have an opportunity to check if they find out that a friend has it. So, you know, talking about it more, not being embarrassed about it, you know, it's a rite of passage when you're a child. So, you know, we need to talk more openly about it so that it's not so secretive and not a dirty little secret, so to speak.
Nancy Gordon is head of the premier head lice removal business in Oregon, Lice Knowing You. They have some free checkups coming Friday, September 20th, noon to 4. We'll put that information at 1190KEX.com, Morning Update section, so all of our listeners can know about it. But Nancy, as we close here, have you ever had head lice? I'm just curious.
I have never had head lice. My kids have had head lice, but I have not had head lice, thankfully.
All right. Thanks for being with us again this morning.
It's not good for the owner to have
head lice. Yeah. Thanks, Nancy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
KEX News Time, 7:41.